Okay, Rabbi Sam, here we are. With Hashem. We thank the Baruch Hashem that we're together here tonight. Hashem. Hashem. I can't imagine how many sechusim we need to be together. I don't have the time back, but I can tell you so many stories of, you know, it's like Mamish, how should you say, suspense stories, how, you know, with Bashar, that spectacular nisim that happened, that you got the vat going, and sometimes Bashar not, and, you know, Mamish, everything needs to be perfect, and there, Mamish, you know, Shemayim, it's not, and just not there. So here we are together tonight, Rabbi Zai. It's hard to believe that Shavuos, which is a week ago, it seems like it was so long ago. Everybody seems to have that same feeling that it's ages ago. I'm sure that Chabura had a toilet, so we say, an extra toilet from the Shavuos. The weeks that we put in before in Hachana preparation, on have a topic that there's some, you know, aliyah that we have, some of us maybe have a very big aliyah, so it's a bit of it, but I'm sure that our Hachanas, our preparations, added to, you know, the book. Do you have something you'd like to share with us?
Not specifically related to the Uta, so.
Okay. Yaakov.
Also nothing specific. I tried to work on Kavosa Torah a bit, but I didn't, nothing specific.
We have Moshe.
I would like to agree with my two esteemed colleagues sitting to my right. Nothing specific. I mean, I think there was an aliyah, and I think the preparations made a difference. Nothing
specific to say over. And Moshe,
I wouldn't want to break the
break the ice.
Okay. Well, it was a very good shiur. So it was very, very good shiur.
You know, firstly, Rabbi Sai, you know, we have a minute here that after the Yantid, we try to sit down for a few minutes and try to capture, crystallize some thoughts that we had on Shavuos, that those thoughts that we have are very, very precious and special. Some might have come, you know, in between the blintzes and the cheesecake or something, you know, and then just for a few seconds, but sometimes we have like a special inspiration, a special insight. You know, so it's too precious, somebody said that. I mean, if you had it, that's kabbalistic, and that itself is an end in itself, but if we can preserve it and to, you know, and to commit it to writing, and you have it, you know, you have it, everybody say it's kabbal that you should. So one of the is every day, Rabbi say this week, sit down for a few minutes and try to capture some thoughts that you have. A word of caution that I know from my own experiences also, when you try to do it, so usually your mind is blank, you know, nothing. But if you're stubborn, action, so, you know, keep thinking. And most of the time, usually, something comes to the surface. Okay, that's number one, as I say. I just want to share with you what's a very interesting thought that I had. So share it with the Olam that, after Bris Olam, I think the most important day in history was the day of Matan Torah. Like, Baruch Hashem created us. Okay, we believe Hashem gave us breath and the heartbeat and our bodies and the world. But now, what are you supposed to do with it? You know, everything in the world has purpose. So Hashem, okay, I moide manat loch. I moide. What's the word for it?
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge. That's a good word. That you created the world. But what do you want me to do with it now? What should I do further? Play ping pong, eat pizza. So Matan Torah is the day that Hashem told us what He wants us to do, why He created us. And it's even more than that. That there's a Tanai in the Maaseh Bereishis that if we're makabel Torah in Shiva in Har Sinai, so then the world, the creation, will have its shleimus, its completion. But if we don't, so then the world will go back to Torah Vohu. Which makes sense that the whole purpose of the world is to Kiyama Torah. So we might say, you know, it's a little hard to understand that this Yantif, which celebrates, you know, the most important day, the world outside the creation, like it doesn't say anything in the Torah that this is the purpose of that Yantif, right? In davening we say, Matan Torah say, but in the Talmud itself it says, harvesting and cutting but everything is in the shadow of this awesome day of Maimon Har Sinai. So there's a lot to think about this thing, and just in a nutshell, Rabbi Zai, we have a rule that the true emes is hidden. The emes is hidden in this world, and it comes out in very fine, edel, quiet way, the emes. If a person really wants the truth, you have to look for it and search for it. It's not like clearing out. And I think this idea is symbolized it's the axiom of truth, and Torah is the truth. So in the Torah itself, the giving of the Torah, you find this, rule so, outspokenly, there that you have the yantif of Torah, and in the Torah itself, it doesn't say anything about that it's the day of the giving of the Torah. We have it, of course, Kabbalah, the Kabbal, right? It's consistent with many other things that Rosh Hashanah doesn't say anything about Yom HaDin in the Torah. Rosh Hashanah is so important. So, I mean, most of the things in the Torah, the real team of the Torah are like that. But, it's so chashuv, apropos that in Torah itself, the day of Torah, the giving of the Torah, and the yant of the Torah is hidden. And to teach us that real emes is hidden, and if you want the emes, it's not going to be thrown in your face. You have to look for it. You have to search for it, and know that to acquire and to get the emes, it needs motivation and stubbornness, right? To look and to search and to find the emes. The world, this is the world of darkness, the world of sheker, as they say. That's what this world is. And really, the emes, I'd say, is hidden. And to get to it, to access the emes, needs, work, uncover, get to the emes. Right? So I just wanted to share that thought with you. What I wanted to suggest is the Ukta Lamaisa this week, besides the writing of the fourth. But by the way, Robert, if you manage to come up with something, which I hope you do, with the thought, maybe if you'd like to, I invite the Oilem to bring it with you next week, that you can share it with Oilem, if it's, if it's something you want to share. It could be your own personal thought, and you want to keep it personal. But if you come up with something, it would be very nice to hear from the Oilem, to share the thoughts from the Oilem with the people. Okay. But I wanted to speak about this week specifically. that Torah, Torah, the way Hashem, I should say, the actuality, the mahus of Torah, what Torah is, Hashem gave us, it's not only the information of Torah, but part of the Torah is, if I say, of its actuality, is that something you have to share always. Something you have to share. That Hashem made the Torah that in order to be kind of Torah, to understand it and to appreciate it, and to feel it, it's something you have to always give over Torah. That word Torah itself is the word Horah, the teacher. You see, Hashem taught Torah to Moshe, and then Moshe taught it to Aaron, and then he taught it again to Aaron's children, and then Moshe taught it again to the Sanhedrin, and then he taught it again to Klal Yisrael, and then Aaron did the same thing, he taught it to his son, and he taught it to the Sanhedrin, and that's the way Torah is, Rabbi, all through the Torah is always given over, and Hashem made the Torah like that, that, you know, it's just not intellectual information that you can look it up, you know, in encyclopedia information. In order to really understand it and appreciate it and to intellectually really comprehend it where it should be, so it has to be given over, digested. In the process of the learning process is the giving over process. That's the way Hashem made the Torah, that's the Torah it is. So I would like to suggest, if I say, in honor of, we just finished the Chag Shavuot, and understanding this concept of Torah, but so this week, every day, you should try to give over some Torah to somebody. It could be a little board, a little machshava, but try to give it over to somebody, you know, somebody sits next to you by davening, or one of your work associates. If you want to, you can make your wife your victim, you know, come over. You don't, but what I mean to say is you don't have to, you know, give a clap and give an announcement that you now, nobody has to know why you're saying it over, but you might say, you know, I just have a nice thought I'd like to share with you. If you can't find somebody to say it over, maybe you can get two cats on the street. You get them to sit there and listen. I'm just joking. But it could be also the framework of a chavrusa that you have. While you're learning, the chavrusa, normally, you haven't had them, but just in the mind, you're saying, this passion I'm saying over now, I'm doing it for shame, saying over to you. Like right now, I'm giving over the vibe, so myself, to be behind it, that in my own mind, I'm thinking that I'm saying over this vibe, this information, I'm doing it for shame, giving over to you. But you don't have to, if you can share it with somebody specially for this, so that, you know, that's a chatzila. But if not, even Torah that you're saying anyway, but, you know, haven't fasted from doing it, just in the kayin, you mechanic yourself, and let it sink in, this concept of the raw, that Torah is something that should be given over. And that's the way it was in Fire Trail all the years of his life. We go back straight line to Matan Torah. People don't realize how close we are, you know, to Matan Torah. That's the way it was always, all the generations, since Maimon Har Sinai. I would like to suggest also that we might have done this, you know, we have this, might be in our box of arsenal. We have our, you know,
arsenal.
Right. Our veterans over here, I think, can back me up. I believe that we've done this in the past, that you should have also, besides doing this thing, you should also keep with you, you know, in your pocket, you know, saying figuratively, have with you prepare yourself with something to say over, you know. But think of some nice word that you'd like to share with somebody, and keep it with you. You know, I call it keep your guns loaded all the time. You know, keep them loaded, and you meet somebody, right? So you're prepared to say something over, you know. Now that, you know, if you appreciate this aside of saying things over, so then you prepare yourself to do it, you know. Think of a nice word in the Chumash, a Chazal, a nice kasha, something in the Halacha, a difficult thing to understand the Halacha, but always keep yourself loaded with some Torah to say over. I once had a Rebbe, one of the greatest Magid Hashirim at his time, I learned from here in America. It was in the late 1950s. And he used to say to us, you know, in Yiddish, I'll know how, I put the kash in the keshina, In Yiddish, I mean, you know, always keep something in your pocket. He meant it, you know, figuratively, that always have a good kasha with you. Sometimes Chachamim, they ask each other deep kashas in the Gemara. People aren't in that level of, you know, the deep of the deep, so they share, you know, you can share a Chazal with you, a Medrash from the Parsha, a good word, you know, the Rashi, a nice word that somebody told you, a drush of my rub, when you rub the shoe, said something, you know, that you appreciated something. But always keep it with you. It should be an ideal. That's why you didn't want the Rabbila, we used to tell us that Josephus used to say over from the Jewish kings when they came to Israel they saw the Yidden always talking and learning, you know. So the Goyim, they don't know how to relate to that, you know. So they see, you know, people in both, like this, wherever they turn, wherever they look, they said, this is not a normal, this is a whole nation of philosophers. To them, you know, when they saw people, you know, they could say that they're not talking about bingo, ping pong, or, you know, obviously they're engaged in intellectual discussions. You can see from the body language and the mannerisms that people involved in. We don't know what kind of people there. It's a whole nation of philosophers. Like the Goyim, they had also philosophers. A group of people, those are the philosophers. These are the philosophers of the nation. And everybody else, you know, they talk about fishing, about the lobsters on the seashore, you know, or about ping pong. But, you know, the nation, that wherever they went, they see philosophers that, you know, they're arguing, you know, Omar Rava, but did say it, didn't say it, but the Rambam says Sakarat, you know, like, wherever they went, that's all they saw. They blew their mind, you know, that you have a whole nation that they're all involved in intellect. That's what the Yidden were like, you know. That was Klal Yisrael. So, the Maita, prepare yourself, you know. Keep, you know, think of some nice words and have it ready. You know, I sure, you know, I have to run interesting Hashkoka Pratis. Like, I was talking about this word to, you know, one of the Vadim and the group that we have. So it's my fish with them. I went to a bus stop, and there were three people standing there talking. I didn't know who they are. I never spoke to them. You know, often they turned around to me. I didn't know who they are. They said, you know, it's not the epis. You know, tell us over something. That was your 100 bucks. And then tonight, when I had to take a taxi, you know, in Yerushalayim to get to the bus, so the taxi driver, he looked like an ordinary taxi driver, you know. And again, he says, Tagizim Eze Mashu. Good. Hashem, Hashem. You got a confirm from upstairs, you know. Okay, Abayisai, good enough.